And with me now in the KRVS studios is Dr. Paul Morton. He is professor in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette, teaches trumpet, and is here to talk about Jazz at Burke, which is your fall jazz program that you all will be presenting to the public. I believe it's free and open to everyone. Jazz at Burke, you all are now the School of Music, School of Music and Performing Arts. And so the two organizations collaborate a whole lot more and get to use that theater, Burke Theater.
It gets us an end to Burke. That's fantastic. Burke is a great hall.
It's a beautiful little theater, and it was built, I believe, in the late 30s when Burke was built, and it's just a very intimate space.
Yeah, if you've ever been in there, of course, it's been remodeled, a year or two ago? I don't know. The years go by pretty quick. But it's a beautiful space. The acoustics are, I think, really, they're kind of dry, you know. But what's going to happen in there is next Monday and Tuesday we're going to have small group jazz combos. And I don't know, it seats maybe 250 or 300 or something.
Just around 200.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but it's stadium seating, so where everybody, there's not a bad seat in the house. And the acoustics are really great for listening to jazz.
Mm-hmm. And especially these great little jazz ensembles that you all have in the School of Music.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of student and faculty performers?
Well,
this one, or is this mostly student ensembles?
These are really all student groups. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're going to go and you're going to be in jazz studies in music at UL, or you're going to be in music media, which is music technology, many of those students take a jazz track in which they study. The music that they study is jazz and pop music. Then the performing outlets that you have is we have a big band, which Bill Hockeppel directs. And, of course, that's kind of like coming out of the 30s and 40s, although much more contemporary. And that's probably like a 20-member group. But you also have – we have four different small groups. One is made up of guitars and drum and bass. So there's five guitars, drum and bass, and then the others are traditional, you know, frontline melody instruments, horns, sometimes singers, but then the traditional backline of, you know, piano, bass, drums, guitar. And everybody's studying improvisation, and that's what we do, and at this time of the year, it's time to showcase what we've been working on all semester. Each one of these has a faculty coach. I work with Combo 1, which is the most advanced group, and I do play a little bit, but I try not to play much because it's their gig and not mine. And some of the other coaches will play a little bit, by and large, it's all student groups.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been impressed by the seriousness and the professionalism of these students, even in the early combos that you all have. And I've always thought that that must say a lot about the attention and dedication to jazz, as well as how good a performer the professors are in the School of Music. But there does seem to be a real dedication to the form of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Here at UL.
Well, we live in the heartland of it. I mean, if you want to talk about where it all began, it's really here in the Mississippi Delta, and mm-hmm. you know, we have a great tradition of all this, you know, Cajun Creole, Zydeco, but also traditional jazz is directly from this area mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yes, there is a big commitment to it, and the students spend a lot of time working on how to improvise, and when you're improvising and you see somebody doing it well, what they're really doing is creating a spontaneous melody. And if you're talking about, let's say you're talking about rhetoric where you're going to, all right, what did Paul Morton do this summer? Well, there's like, you know, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it hopefully has some kind of, you know, thread to it that you can understand. And to sit down and compose a spontaneous melody while you're doing it, is a very difficult thing to do. So that's really what we're working on, spontaneous composition. So the people that are in the top group, Combo 1, have done it, you know, for many years and are the upperclassmen. And then the idea is that there's, you know, maturation process. 3 is the very much the beginning group, and 2 is the intermediate. And actually, in the first group that's going to play on Monday night, they're doing all original composition. So all the students wrote all the tunes. And it's pretty amazing what they come up with. And they'll bring in a tune, and I'm like, wow, that's really different than the one that the other guy wrote. So it's especially, you know, in that group, the creativity level is quite high, and their skills are at a point where they can put the two together.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the performing groups, what other kinds of jazz training do they get? Do I encourage them to listen to a lot of jazz?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, how did you learn to speak? Mm-hmm. You know, mama went, mama, and you went, mama, and then daddy went, no, I'm daddy, and you went, daddy. I mean, you just repeat. You know, mm-hmm. you want to learn how to swing eighth notes? You know, listen to Clifford Brown. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, yeah, you've got to listen. But, you know, we also really encourage, you know, just real life experience. A lot of these guys are out playing in other groups. Some of them are like funk, fusion, eclectic things. But, you know, everybody's improvising. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, if you're not improvising, you're not playing jazz. And that's really kind of the font or the what leads into all the pop styles that we have today. And some styles more than others, but you're going to improvise basically in all the pop styles that you hear pretty much. So it's a great thing. It really is.
Right. And just mentioning that a lot of your students are out playing in groups, that's a fortunate thing about being in this community in Lafayette. They have a lot of opportunities for becoming involved in diverse music groups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the clubs that support it. And, you know, we book our students for, like, private parties and, you know, gigs at the museum. And, you know, the more opportunities to get out and do it in the real world, and you make a dollar or two, you mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. But, we definitely encourage that. And we're also always bringing in guest artists, people from around the country to work with them as mm-hmm, well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something that we put a lot of time and effort into, that it's a lot of fun to listen to. And we're hoping that people will come out and support these students Monday and Tuesday next week.
If you have just tuned in, my guest is Professor Paul Morton. He is in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette, teaches trumpet. The jazz at Burke will take place, as he mentioned, Monday and Tuesday. Is it the same concert both times, or you have the different groups on each night?
Right, we got four different groups. So on Monday at 7:30 in Burke is the guitar group and combo number one, the most advanced. And then on Tuesday, Burke, 7:30, combo three and combo two will play. And, you know, both concerts are about an hour, hour and a half. So start at 7:30, we'll be done by quarter till nine or nine, and should just be a lot of fun. And the thing about jazz is that, you know, it's spontaneity. I mean, you don't really rehearse the heck out of it. You know, it's, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And again, we just can't stress enough how wonderful it is to have these small ensemble performances in Burke Theater. It's a great experience. If you've never attended a small concert in Burke, this is a really good opportunity. Excellent students. They really do sound professional, and it'll be a real treat, and it is free to
Absolutely,
everyone.
Yeah.
So you don't need to pay. 7:30, and as Paul mentioned, it won't last too long. So you can, if you need, particularly students who may have homework, you know, and
there
I know there
yeah.
are a lot of, right now, a lot of students, high school students who are listening, many involved in band, some of them involved in jazz groups. This would be an excellent opportunity to go and see what you all are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Rhythm section players, drummers, guitarists, bassists. Would be very interested, but also anybody that plays a band instrument, saxophone, trumpet, trombone, clarinet. I think you would be very interested to hear what these are doing. And this is chamber music, right? We're not, you know, it's not 5-10 people in a section. It's one person on a part. There's no conductor. You know, and you just start and go at it and see mm-hmm. what happens.
mm-hmm. Really good opportunity. Again, students are invited, doesn't cost anything. Really good time and a chance for you to see what the students are doing here at the university. And for all of us who just love music and jazz, be a completely pleasurable evening. If you'd like to know more about these concerts or others that are happening through the School of Music, there's a calendar on your website, I believe.
Correct. You can go to music.louisiana.edu. There's a full calendar. I mean, there's just dozens and dozens of concerts of all different varieties. You can call the School of Music, which is 482-6016, 482-6016. I know you've been talking a lot about phone numbers lately, but you don't have to say them. I'll say it, 482.
Well, and people can.
You don't have to send
that.
Any money
That's
either, right?
Right? Or people can just go to the website.
Yeah, the website's
and
good.
Get that information.
Yes, sir.
That's Jazz at Burke, and that will be this coming Monday and Tuesday. Dr. Paul Morton is my guest. He's a professor of trumpet and is coordinator of the jazz studies as well here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And I believe you brought in a piece for us to listen to.
I
Maybe
did.
As we go out, you can tell
yeah,
us
Yeah, let
what
me
it is.
Set this up a little bit. So I mentioned that combo one that's playing playing Monday is going to be all original compositions. We did this last year as well, and Donald Collins Jr. is our pianist. And this is a tune he wrote last year, original composition. This is a live recording actually from Burke a year ago. And this is kind of an unusual tune that it's in five for a bar. Most jazz tunes are in four for a bar or sometimes three. And I think it's a very creative composition. Donald Collins Jr., the name of the tune is Road Alone.
All right.